welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, a look at beer and food. Now, you may immediately think beer and pizza or beer and a burger, and those are classic examples, but it can go much further than that. Garrett Oliver of Brooklyn Brewing and the author of The Brewmaster's Table argues that beer is much more complex than wine in its flavors, making it superior for a wide range of foods. Says Oliver, quote, "Wine is always made from grapes," end quote, while beer has a much wider range of flavors. He says it's not even close. You can find a beer to pair with virtually any food. Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brooklyn.
Craft beer and beer in general pairs well with food. You know, craft beer has a whole lot of different variety. Everybody knows that there's a couple of rules for wine. You know, light wines go with fish and red wines go with dark meats. You know, those type of things. But the beer actually, in my opinion, has a couple more elements to it that can really complement some of the dishes.
Let's check some of the pairings that demonstrate how well beer and food can go together and complement each other, starting with one of those classics.
The default here, as long as people are taking notes, is that beer always goes with pizza.
Yep.
That's a fact. And we'll go beyond that. So beer always goes with pizza. Actually, grain foods themselves, you know, if you're talking about breads, which a pizza has a lot of dough, and, you know, grain foods themselves go really well with what would be like bohemian-style pilsners, you know, or even American-style pilsners. There's a certain big football game that's coming up that goes well with American-style pilsners. And, of course, there's craft varieties of the pilsner that's being made. And honestly, the other thing I would put is maybe like an amber ale. The grain, and if you get some of the hops, believe it or not, pilsners have hops. They're been known to have hops. And American ambers have hops. Those actually complement the grain as well. And I think both of those beers kind of remain light on your taste buds and light on the palate.
If it's a spicy pizza, a good American pale ale or milder IPA can also work very well. If you kick up the spice, then you can kick up the hops.
So if we start talking about spice in terms of pizza, and we can even transition into hot wings and other things, chili as well, tacos, those spice on spice actually really complements it. So if you can get some of those bright IPAs and some of those hoppier pale ales, that spice on spice seems to work very well together.
If you're talking barbecued, smoked, or grilled meats, you can go bigger beers.
A lot of those have a lot more rich flavors that will hold up and probably require in some cases, a bigger beer. So we get into some of the porters, porters with a braised piece of pork, or even the German-style box, if you want to stay more of the German route. But both of those have kind of a backbone to them. They are the bread of the meal. Does that make sense? They have enough of the bread character that it'll stand up against the smoked meats or even grilled meats.
In my book, it's hard to beat grilled pork loin and a good German Doppelbock. More Beer Untapped right after this.
Hey, hobby, hobby, beer, beer, hobby, hobby, beer, beer, hobby, hobby, beer.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we discuss beer and food. If you're going with lighter meats, poultry or baked pork, try some fruitier beers.
Whenever you have pork, well, at least what my family did, we always had applesauce with it. I don't know why, but I liked it. Pork and fruit seems to go well together. So, you know, you could get into maybe the Belgian-style beers, even the double. You could get some IPAs as well, as long as the IPA, you know, brings that fruit out.
Especially some of the newer, juicier ones.
Right. And, you know, even some of the well-done wheat beers that have some of the fruit notes. If you're going to do the pork and it's not smoky, you could certainly hit some of those up.
You can also pair beers with vegetables.
Grilled vegetables, I think, go really well. Again, we're on the grill, so we're going to kind of lean towards some of the darker in character beers. What I would do, because the vegetables aren't as heavy, is I would go with an Irish-style dry stout. It doesn't have nearly the cream or really the heavy character to it. It actually, believe it or not, the Irish-style stout is one of the lighter beers on the palate. And if you wanted to be in the German realm, I would go with the German Schwarzbier. And again, that has some of the dark roasted characters, but it doesn't
hit. Or an Oktoberfest would work.
Oktoberfest
would
be very good, yes.
Generally, the more delicate the food, the more delicate the beer, because you want to complement the flavors, not overpower them. It's not easy to pair wine with chocolate or big desserts, but it's really easy to find a beer that'll work great.
A big stout, or even in some cases, things as big as barley wines or Russian imperial stouts, or some of those things that are extremely, I guess the word we use is big, but they come in small glasses. These big, high calorie, sometimes high ABV, very intense flavored beers stand up to those, you know, if you're having a lava chocolate cake or any of the fatty ice creams, they stand up.
As Seth puts it, anytime you're having craft beer with food, you're doing the right thing. Speaking of beer and food, upcoming events at Wooden Legs includes another edition of Oak, Smoke, and Folk, February 15th.
We love this one. We have it about twice a year. It's called our Oak, Smoke, and Folk event. And we bring out some of our oak-aged beers, including some Poganophilia and some other specialty beers that I've actually brought in from other breweries around the state. And then we smoke food. This year we're going to do some pork loin, and I think we're going to do some turkey legs as well. And then I've brought in a band. This is going to be on Thursday the 15th. So listen to some folk music, drink some really good and very rare beers, and try some of the smoked food we're putting on. So that is Thursday, the 15th of February.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.